ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdu wa thana' lillahi rabbil alameen. Peace and blessings be upon the last messenger of Allah, as all praise belongs to Allah, and on the pure progeny of the last messenger of Allah, Ahlul Bayt, salawatullahi alayhim ajma'in. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, this is the program Bridge, and we are spending some few minutes together on contemplating on the supplications of Sahifa Sajjadia, trying to understand and implement the teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, especially Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, the author of Sahifa Sajjadia, and implement his teachings into our lives so that our spiritual life will get better quality, will be escalated or elevated to a better level, to a higher level, inshallah. Our lives will be filled with the nur and light of guidance. As we approach the coming of the month of Ramadan, making sure to connect with the lines of the du'as of Sahifa Sajjadia is becoming even more important, is also becoming more imperative to, inshallah, connect with the du'as of Sahifa Sajjadia. We talked about the 12th du'a, which was titled as seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking repentance towards Allah, and in confession, fil i'tiraf wa talab at-tawba. And we reach to the part that Imam says, la ay'asu mink, subhanaka, exalted you are, glory be to thee. I will not get into the trap of despair, which is what shaitan wants. La ay'asu mink, I will not fall into despair from you. Let's take a quick break and come back.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifa As-Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana.
Right, respected listeners to IRIB English Radio, talking about the du'as of Sahifa Sajjadia, Imam alayhi salam says, La ay'asu mink, I do not despair of you, meaning that I do not get hopeless of your mercy, O Allah. وَقَدْ فَتَحْتَ بَابَ التَّوْبَةِ وَقَدْ فَتَحْتَ لِي بَابَ التَّوْبَةَ إِلَيْكَ. Indeed, you have opened, you have initiated a gate and opened it to me. It's called the door or the gate of repentance. And this door and gate leads to you directly. فَتَحْتَ لِي بَابَ التَّوْبَةِ إِلَيْكَ. Towards you. This door, this gate, this opening will get me back on the track to you. Will get me back to the right direction. بَلْ أَقُولُ مَقَالَ الْعَبْدِ الذَّلِيلِ الظَّالِمِ لِنَفْسِ. Or rather, not only I do not get hopeless, but also in addition, I speak to you I say the words of the Imam starts to present his humbleness. He says, مقال العبد الذليل, that lowly servant, الظالم لنفسه, who has oppressed himself, who has been having wronged himself, and المستخف بحرمة ربه, the one who made light of his Lord's inviolability, and الذي أذمت ذنوبه, whose sins are dreadful, فجلت, great, وأدبرت أيامه, whose days have parted, his time has passed. Month of Ramadan is coming up. Remember the promises that you've made to yourself on the past Ramadan, or before the starting of the past Ramadan. You said to yourself, you know, by the end of this month, I'm going to abandon that certain habit. I'm going to make sure I reform in that certain direction. I'm going to make sure I reconnect with the Holy Quran. And guess what? With a blink of eyes, it's another year, another opportunity, another Ramadan. The Ramadan that the Holy Prophet says, Ash-Shaghiyo, the true deprived one is the one who gets deprived from the mercy of Allah in this month, calling the month of Ramadan as the month of mercy of Allah. Let's take a break and come back.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
All right, respected listeners to IRIB English Radio, on this last portion of this episode, the Holy Quran has two beautiful verses, and I will mention both of them, on the importance of tawbah, on the importance of repentance. Imam says, I do not lose my despair and my hope, and in addition, I speak to you with the language of a lowly servant with those certain conditions that I mentioned in the beginning or in the middle of this session. The Holy Quran says, Surah Ash-Shawra, verse number 25, Surah 42, verse number 25. He says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم هو الذي يقبل التوبة عن عباده. Describing who Allah is, or describing Allah, he says, هو الذي, he is in the status of, he is the one who accepts tawbah, who accepts repentance from his servants, and pardons misdeeds, and وَيَعْفُ عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ, and he is the only one who truly knows what you do. And another verse of the Holy Quran, Surah Ma'idah, verse number 39. So Surah 5, verse number 39. The Holy Quran has, فَمَنْ تَابَ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذُلْمِهِ وَأَسْلَحَ, whoever, but whoever, repents after his wrongdoing and reforms, indeed Allah will turn to him in forgiveness. Wow. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَتُوبَ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Indeed, Allah is the most forgiving and the most merciful. Inna Allaha Ghafurur Rahim. We ask Him to include us and shower us and bestow upon us His mercy and His forgiveness as we enter upon the month of feast. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mahdi in the program Bridge on RIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد